before that no matter how big the match, no matter who you play, hostile building, boring building, this team is ready. Just what did you see from your team tonight?
Well, I thought we came back strong. I mean, midway of that second period. I mean, I think in the first period we turned over too many pucks at the blue line, and they were a really good transition team. It's a team that their D are very active. I mean, Lawrenski and those guys are moving the puck well, and they have a really good transition. So they took advantage of it. They had a lot of good chances about because of it. Couple of turnovers that gave them also some chances in the early in that second period. But after that, I thought that when we start throwing more pucks at the net, not just throwing more pucks at the net, but work behind their D and be more a little faster with what we did in our D zone on them, made a big difference for us. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's a bit, like I said, after the Montreal game, I mean, I feel like we're calm and we just focus on what needs to be done, and it doesn't matter if we're behind, we kind of find ways to get back in that game. Obviously, we got, again, a big goal by the Pajot's line. I mean, Anders and Pager and Simon had this really strong game. I think they scored the three goals for us tonight. So it was a solid, I thought it was a solid team effort. They're a good team. They're a team that play fast, and like I said, good transition, and seems like we handled it pretty well.
Do you see that as more the first period, more what they did, or, you know, is that the ebbs and flows of a game? Or do you just need to be a little crisper, you know, at the start?
We just need to be better with our puck management. That's all it was. And when our D were in, we have to cover for them, and we didn't do as good as a job. And they took advantage of it. But again, it's their credit for it, because it's a team that moves the puck really well, and they're not afraid to go into a transition. So, I mean, but I thought that we start putting more pressure on our neutral zone forecheck instead of sit back. We have more pressure on our forecheck, and more pressure, we press more on the D zone coverage, and I thought that create the game that we had towards the end.
When you mentioned how calm and composed your team is, do you think that's the key to coming down from, you know, being down to nothing in back-to-back nights?
Well, I feel like right now we're bold. I mean, we play with swagger and we're confident. So, I mean, confidence is a big thing in this game. And we know we're on the road for a bit, I mean, except for tomorrow night. But after that, we have four more games on the road. So we understand that the road game sometimes doesn't have to be pretty. I mean, it's just to find a ways to get the job done.
With Scott Mayfield, of course, he's more of a stay-at-home guy, yeah. But for him to come up and contribute 2 points, a goal and an assist, just how did he impact the game?
I'm not surprised. I mean, has some offensive skills, and when he's jumping in, he's capable of making nice plays. I think he understands his role, and he's playing perfectly.
Pretty much all three of those goals at 5-on-5 were just guys getting to the net and making stuff happen. How much of an emphasis was that, you know, in the first intermission or even deeper
into
the second?
Yeah, it was important that we started doing this. I mean, so, you know, we had to make their D work, and if you turn over pucks between their blue line and the top circle, they're gonna have a fun night. But when you start throwing pucks at the net, make their D work and turn, a bit like Pager did on that goal, or Anders in front of the net, or Simon driving that net. So these are the things that we needed to do if we want to have some success. But even on that goal where Maisie throw it, hit their guy, and I think hit their other guy, you're gonna say, hey, bounce was on our side. But same thing for them for two of those tips.
Yeah. The goalie interference challenge, just did you
have a I would not on have, it? I would not comment too much on it, but I would just, the only thing I want to say is I would not have made that challenge. That's all.
Just because it was close enough on the ice that the first, whatever.
Because the contact was not in the crease. That's all. If it's not in the crease, I mean, it's, I don't know if I would challenge anything this in right now in the league.
Thank you.
Thank you.